So Alan Tracy, over to you.
Hey, thanks. Hopefully I'm coming through. I'm Alan Tracy, owner of Vessel Services in Portland. About 90% of our business is with the commercial fishing fleet of all the different fisheries. And there's a lot of questions, but I guess where I'd be interested in hearing more information about whether now's the time or whether there's other places to find this. They really think it's important to get the technology explained. I think even what John was just saying was a start in that direction. Obviously, there's a cable. This being floating technology, which is unprecedented, obviously, compared to what's going on down south in New England and points further south. How does it work? You know, or how are they tethered? And the reason all of that is so important, I think, on the early part of this is, I think that's going to inform a lot of people's questions. For instance, is the fishing industry going to be able to coexist in some way in the same physical space with the array? Or is it going to be, you know, in the test run, 16 mile box and everyone else stays out? Or are there opportunities to somehow use the same space? For instance, I know the Block Island project has created great opportunities for the recreational fishing industry. So I think questions like that are really important at the outset here and to explain what we're dealing with and what we're talking about. So I'll just keep it at that. That, you know, again, maybe now's not the time, but for all of us to hear a lot more about. Thank you.
Alan, thank you.
Thanks, Alan, for those questions. So I do want to get to the technology piece, but first answer the question about the, can you fish in the around the arrays? And I think that's one where we do not know the answer to that. And that is one of the questions we want to better understand about. I think there's one perspective the developer has about what is technically feasible. And then there's another about what, as a vessel operator, you feel like you are fishing, whether you feel like you feel comfortable doing that. And so that is one of the things that we want to look at. Laura, would you pull up the slide that has the kind of visual of the that one? Yeah. And Chris, can you kind of just go over some of the basic components of what floating technology is?
Yeah, sure thing. So, you know, for those folks that can see it on the screen, essentially what this is a side view of two different floating turbines. It's not really to scale in any sense, but what they are is essentially a hull structure that you see. I'm going to focus on the one on the left, right? And then it literally floats and holds everything up. It is operates like a vessel. And what you see are the lines down there that are mooring lines, generally speaking, would have three, could sometimes have four. Some of them have more mooring lines that are actually big. They're steel chain link. And as you can see, it hits the seabed pretty quickly, like not far, you know, 100, 200 feet from the hull. And in this picture, it's shown up to 300, 350 feet. It can vary depending on water depth. And then that extends all the way out to a drag anchor. So classic anchor that would be, you know, dug into the sort of softer substrate. So what you have is you have some of those, that mooring line is in the water column. And then you have an electric cable that we are attempting to design so that it goes more or less straight down and is only in the water column right under the hull. And so a lot of the things that you see here, even these dimensions, the mile between turbines, a lot of these things are flexible and yet to be designed. That's part of the collaboration that goes on here. And so, yeah, that's sort of that's the general arrangement. Any questions on this?
I don't know, Alan, if you want to raise a question to this point right here, since you raised the issue.
Well, like I say, I think the specific question is, will this technology allow fishing activity to happen within the same space as wherever the turbines are? I just think that's going to become a relevant question. And again, it sounds like there's a lot to core into about the technology and you know, where the cables are going and the spacing, but I'm just flagging that it seems like a relevant thing to spend some time on. Particularly, you know, with the understanding that at some point this won't be a research project, but it will be a full commercial scale project, which will take up much more space.
Right. Raise an important point that clearly understanding the technology and its implications and thinking about it in three dimensions is going to be really important as this conversation goes forward in the coming weeks and months.